The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 45 of How You At You. We back. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can hit us up on social media at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This is where we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news or any tea that's been bubbling over the past week or so. So, Shanice, what's been happening?
Yes, just so you guys know, make sure you have your snacks, your little juice. Ooh. It's going to be a bit of a long one because we're going to be talking about some of the news that happened the week prior. Because we missed an episode, because, you know, I got you. All right, so first we're going to talk about Monster X's Shownu has personally revealed that he will be enlisting on the 22nd of July. I was about to say January. Yeah. Not January, July. He shared a letter on Monster X's fan cafe, basically saying that he's going to enlist. Starship Entertainment released a statement announcing that Shownu would enter the military training center on the 22nd and undergo basic training for 3 weeks before fulfilling the rest of his mandatory military service as a public service worker. This is due to his medical background, which includes he had like problems with his eyes. I think he's like retinal detachment in his left eye. That just sounds painful. And he has a dislocated shoulder, so poor Shownu. That man just sounds broken up. I'm sorry, but so he'll be enlisting very soon. There has been whispers in the atmosphere that TS Entertainment has shut down. So according to rumors on social media and online communities, the label TS Entertainment has officially closed its doors on the 8th of July. Mm-hmm. One company listing site also states the agency has been shut down since the 31st of January this year. The company is known to have faced a number of lawsuits, including one filed by rapper Sleepy. Mm-hmm. And it said that more than 13 artists and members of groups have filed legal suits against the company for alleged mistreatment and physical abuse. TS Entertainment was formerly home to Secret and BAP. BAP were my babes. They were treated horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Just a little backstory, like for like the newer like fans that may not know of like BAP or Secret or even Sonamu, because Sonamu was quite recent for TS Entertainment. I don't know what happened to them. But when BAP were on their rise, because I think BAP and BTS, they debuted around similar times.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought BAP seems like way older in my head. God.
No, I don't think they were that much older. Maybe a year or so. And I think that's stretching it. But on their come up, BAP's come up was amazing. Like, I really truly believe this, I feel like, and this is not taken away from BTS, so ARMY, don't come for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like if TS Entertainment didn't fumble the bag and weren't greedy, they would have blown. I feel like they they might have been in a similar position as BTS. Because at that time, BTS, not that they weren't, BTS have always been popping, but they weren't as popping. Because when BAP was going through the whole, like, lawsuits and stuff, and they had to take, like, hiatuses, there were a lot of BAP fan sites, a lot of BAP fans, and I do air quotes, that said they're going to just start standing BTS now because they needed to fill that void.
Wow.
But yeah, anyway, TS Entertainment has seemingly shut down, and it needs to be shut down from time ago. So... Also, Blackpink's Lisa is shooting her solo music video, and she's meant to have like a summer debut approaching. There hasn't been any dates. According to a report, Lisa is set to make her solo debut this summer as she begins filming her music video, which technically from when I wrote this down, so not this week, but last week, she's meant to have been recording her music video. So that's pending. Another thing that's pending is GOT7's Young Jay will be releasing a solo album this year. He shared this with Harper's Bazaar in Vietnam. Young Jay shared, "I'm diligently preparing an album with the goal of releasing music this year. I'm working hard to show myself doing more music as an artist." He added, "As a singer, I want to show an even better side of me and become a really cool performer." And according to a report, JYP will be debuting a new girl group.
I thought you were gonna say JYP's debut. I was please finish that sentence.
He'll be debuting a new girl group in February next year, and this will be 3 years after ITZY, which they debuted in 2019. There's a lot of mixed reviews, people saying, can you just focus on groups that you have, not debut a new one? For this week, I'm not going to go into a lot of... So these are all like news from like last week. When I say last week, I mean the week we missed. But the only thing I'm going to cover this week that's been really big, and people say, oh, can you talk about the whole Chris Wu thing?
Oh, God.
So I want to talk about that. I'm going to give a slight trigger warning. It can be triggering. But I'm not going to go into, like, details or anything like that. So it's not going to be, like, extremely triggering. But I don't know what people's trigger thresholds are.
Yeah.
So if you want to skip this, I will leave a timestamp in the description. We'll leave it right at the top. And I'll give prior warning to when we start. So I'm going to start talking about it in 3, 2, 1. Okay. It's going to be long, but I'm going to try and keep it as condensed as I can. So here's the breakdown. So what is happening with Chris Wu? First of all, if you wonder why we're talking about Chris Wu and you're like, isn't Chris Wu Chinese? This ain't Korean. Well, he used to be a member of EXO, and he is now like a really like one of the top stars in China, and he does crossover sometimes still. So okay, so the scandal is about Du Meizhu. So if I'm saying your name wrong. And basically, this lady is accusing Chris of predatory behavior, threats, and harming girls. So how this sparked is on the 3rd of June, photos of Chris and a woman surfaced online leaving a cinema or a movie theater where Chinese media reported he had rented out the whole theater for a date. So whilst Chris's team was sorting out the legalities of this picture spreading, because obviously it's someone that worked at the cinema that had spread like the CCTV screenshot, basically saying like it's invading his privacy and all that. So whilst they were dealing with that, on the 8th of June, Meizhu, who is 19, released a full length post with receipts including screenshots and photos, and basically she was accusing Chris of inviting her to his home along with other girls where they were pressured to drink alcohol, and then the next day she woke up in his bed, and she was 17 at the time.
Wow.
According to Meizhu, he has slept with at least 7 other girls. Other sources says at least 30. I don't know. That's a big jump from 7 to 30. So, I mean, minimum 7, maximum maybe 30. I don't know how. Obviously, this is all alleged. Don't come for me. And according to Miju, some of the girls were under 18 years old, and he kind of lured them in a way because he was promising basically fame and that they could join his label, etc. She also claimed that Chris would pay other women he has slept with to introduce him to more girls.
Oh.
Yeah. Miju also alleged that Chris tried to buy her silence and that he had paid her 500,000 yen, which is about $77,130, mm-hmm. or £56,100. She said that she decided to speak out now as she wanted to be the last victim. She said she was repaying the money that she was initially paid, like the hush money, and is ready to face legal action. She says, "My life has definitely been ruined. Although I have only slept with you, the public has long thought that I'm damaged goods." Miju said that she wants justice for the other victims and gave an ultimatum to Chris. So basically, she said he should quit the Chinese entertainment industry within 24 hours and apologize publicly to his victims. Since this whole post went viral on Weibo, which is basically similar to Twitter, Chinese Twitter, brands such as Lancome, Louis Vuitton, L'Oreal and others have dropped Chris. Chris's management team have denied allegations and has accused Miss of fabricating the story, essentially. On Monday, Chris went on Weibo, his personal Weibo, denying that that any of this is true and that he met Miju once at a family party and denied everything else. Mm. He says, quote, "If I have done any of these alleged things, I will go jail myself." So, of course, this is still ongoing, but that's all the information I've got to the point of this recording.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot. Hopefully that all gets, like, resolved and stuff. And if there are victims, that they... Yeah, that's crazy.
And you can see, like, screenshots and stuff. There was, like, a lot of threads on Twitter. So if you guys want to, like, have a look. But I do say, do your own research. I am not... I don't know. I was going to say I'm not Wikipedia, but Wikipedia is not, like, trustworthy. It's not a trustworthy source either. But you know what I mean. Like, just do your own research. I said allegedly, so no one come and sue me, please. And hopefully all the potential victims get some sort of justice, you know. So, yeah. A bit of a bummer note to end Hot Topics on, but that's life, I guess. So
yeah, but, like, I think it's good to be aware of what's going on. And obviously, us personally, we can only read so much about a situation. But I feel like when things like this happen or come up in the entertainment industry, fans kind of need to take a step back and not be like, X, Y, and Z would never do this, or this person, like, just let the authorities and the actual companies deal with it.
That is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about or you want to add any commentary, then hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag. All right, moving on to Say What, where you send in your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and games. You can send it all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on socials. So Shay, take it away.
Yes, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I hope this doesn't sound ignorant because I have so much love and respect for the boys, but I could barely understand what they were saying in permission. Okay, this person's talking about BTS, okay. Permission to Dance. So I could barely understand what they were saying in Permission to Dance. It may have been because of the auto-tune, and I know that English isn't their first language and that they must have worked really hard on this track, but I really wish that they didn't have to keep trying to appeal and appease to the West.
I agree. I'm sorry. Mm. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. I can't apologize for being me. I can't apologize for what I think. And I know I keep going on a tangent, but this is, like, the whole reason for this podcast. Like, for people to speak their mind, because I feel like you can't. Anyway, I absolutely agree. I'm going to be 100% honest. Again, armies might come and attack me. I don't like the song. I think it's quite a lazy song, if I'm being honest. And the thing is, I'm not disappointed with, like, BTS themselves. Like, they worked with what they got. It's like, really, Ed Sheeran? Like, is this what we're writing? Is this what we're doing?
Is this who we are? For me, I think I understand with, like, the basis of this. Like, I haven't been vibing with as much as, like, their latest, like, I guess the title tracks, like Dynamite, Permission to Dance, and those ones. This song, I can't completely comment on it because I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I watched like half of the music video, and the rest of my knowledge of the song is based on snippets I've seen on TikTok.
Okay.
But I really wish that, not, I don't agree with everyone that's like, oh, I wish they would become the old BTS again, because as artists, they're never going to be the same thing forever. Like, they're going to be forever evolving and changing. But something really interesting that I saw in one of their recent interviews, I don't remember the guy's name, but he was like a Korean American, I believe. And he was also in the music industry. And I think he had asked them, like, what are some genres and styles of music that they really want to try? And they have like so much diversity of what they want to tap into, from like jazz to other things. So I really wish we could see more of that and not just creating what the West wants and will accept. Like, I understand as artists, like, your goal and your aim and the company, it might not even be BTS directly, but the company, they might really want to go for these big accolades or these big awards in America. But I feel as though BTS have gotten to a standpoint where they don't need that, if that makes sense.
Agree.
Like, some artists kind of need that to get the one up or to push them, but they've created like such a self-sustaining network in terms of their fans, the way people know about them, what they can do. So I don't feel as though they need to keep the company. I'm assuming it's going to be the company, not so much them, but I don't believe that they have to keep trying to like go to this mold to get out to the West.
I agree. And just bring it back to the opinion. I don't think it's their pronunciation or anything. I really just feel like there was a lot of auto-tune on that song. Like, to me, it was really weirdly edited. It wasn't needed. You know, like, I don't know if it's... okay. You know, like, I don't know if people drive or whatever, but, like, when you're in the car and you need to see something clearer, you turn the volume down. It doesn't make any sense. But it's the same thing, but the other way around. Like, I was, like, squinting my eyes to see if I could, like, really comprehend what they're saying. Like, I just feel like the auto-tune was off. Also, I feel like the video, like, it's cute or whatever, but I don't know. Like, I wasn't really here for it. I didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, as you said, I feel like BTS are at the point where they don't need to keep doing, like, okay, you had Butter, you had Dynamite or whatever, cool, they're fine. But I feel like they don't need to have like the stereotypical pop hit. I feel like their fandom, especially, is like so ride or die for them.
Yeah.
I feel like they won't, but I feel like they could get a beat and just go and it will flourish because it's BTS. So I feel like now, like, especially, okay, you've done Dynamite, Butter, and Permission to Dance. Okay, you've done that now.
Yeah.
I feel like they can do something else. Even like after, okay, maybe they did Dynamite, like, okay, that works. So let's have a song that's kind of similar-ish. So they did Butter. I think after Butter, they could have taken a risk. Because when they released Permission to Dance, Butter was still on the chart. So, you know, they could have taken a risk to try and do something else. They don't necessarily have to be like, quote unquote, the old BTS, whatever that is. But as you said, they wanted to explore different genres. So I think that would have been a time to test it. And even if they had already recorded Permission to Dance or whatever, then maybe if that risk didn't take off, which I really can't see why it wouldn't have anyway.
Yeah.
Then they could have like, oh, okay, here's Permission to Dance, Ed Sheeran. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's kind of like a backup type situation. But we know like whatever they put out like would do well. I just wish that we were seeing like not more of their diversity, because they've shown so many colors already. But if we were just seeing like, I don't know, like different things, kind of more so towards what they were saying they wish they could be putting out.
BTS has the world in their palm, in their hands.
Exactly.
I haven't a Grammy or an Oscar or whatever, like that's just icing. That doesn't take away how tasty and delicious the cake
is. Unless there's like some secret industry gift that they get, then maybe we can understand. Like okay. They might get an island or something.
I understand, obviously, you know, it does boost your profile, but really and truly, they don't need it.
No, like, they don't need, if it's for any sort of boost or like, the only reason I could see it making sense is like for namesake, to be like one of, I don't know if they would be they wouldn't be the first Korean artist to get one.
She's a classical?
I believe so, something like that. But if they want to be the first group, I get like trying to get that for yourself and for your country and whatever. But I hope that we get to see some of the other colors that they even want to bring to the table soon.
But even that, like, okay, I understand the whole Grammy push, but do you really fit? Okay, this is
girl.
Do you really think Permission to Dance? Well, this, let's forget Butter. Let's forget Dynamite. Yeah. Did they really? Someone sat. Multiple people sat in a boardroom. Mm-hmm. Or in the studio, right? I'm not saying this is the song that they're trying to push to Grammy. I'm not saying that. But, like, this is not even... You know what? Okay. Long story short, I don't like it. And I agree with this opinion. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's the pronunciation thing. I just feel... Yeah. I feel like their vocals were edited really weirdly.
So moving on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, I don't like some of the new K-pop quote-unquote fans. Like, don't get me wrong, there isn't a quota that you have to meet in order to be a quote-unquote proper fan, but a lot of these new fans are just into it because it's trending and some are using it for clout.
Then they're not fans then, they're just clout chasers. I completely understand what you're saying. There are...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's more prominent now, but definitely... I'll say during when BTS were conquering, probably around like mic drop era, maybe a bit before you. Mm-hmm. It started off with the reaction channels, right?
Yep.
So mentioning no name, but you know who you are. You have like people, like obviously that, you know, you might have just a genuine interest to react. Mm. That's fine. But like, I feel like there's certain people that noticed like army power or K-pop fans power. Mm-hmm. And like, you know what, I'm gonna milk this. And you can tell, like, they have no opinion. Like, every song's great, every video is great. Like, oh my gosh, I love this group, but you don't know none of the members. Like,
Yeah, I see that happen. I feel as though we saw it happen on YouTube a little bit back in the day, very obviously and prominently, where everyone would just magically discover K-pop and wow, and everything was fine and perfect and amazing. And we're kind of seeing it happen again on TikTok, I would say.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah, there are some pages that they might realize that, I don't know, say maybe it's a page that does dances or something.
Mm-hmm.
They might dance to a K-pop song and they realize like, oh, there's all these fans. And from that point on, they're just... making K-pop content. And it's not saying that someone can't get into it and really like it, but I feel as though it is like kind of wrong when someone just milks it because of the audience.
Mm. And you can tell, the thing is, you can tell, it's not like, I can understand, obviously there are going to be that small percentage where it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to do this BTS dance or Blackpink dance or whatever, and it blows up, right? Mm. But like through that, they generally like, you know what, I actually mess with this. But exactly. It's like they don't forget about other things that they like. So they'll still like, for example, do other TikTok dance challenges or dance to Normani or whatever, right? Then there's the other side where it's like, oh, I see the numbers. And then they will maybe even delete old content. But like, yeah, I've loved K-pop. And it's like, okay. Like, it's like so forceful.
Is there people that try to make like K-pop their personality trait?
Yeah.
And we see this with like the Milka people and like some K-pop stans. Like, that makes me so uncomfy. Or there might be guys that do it as well, but I see a ton of girls on TikTok, especially now, that will, at like them knowing about BTS, that they're in with like this underground crowd. Like, BTS is mainstream. Like, if you know about them, that's great. But it, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's really weird to observe, but Okay. Yeah, so I guess we agree with that one, kind of, sort of.
No, we agree, but we just, yeah. I guess we just wouldn't call them fans. They're just, yeah. just clout chasers.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
So our last unpopular opinion for today is, personally, I think that people like Lisa, Momo, and Taemin are overhyped when it comes to dancing.
I disagree.
I'm sorry, I love Lisa and Momo. But how are you going to put Taemin in there? I'm so sorry. What?
I've noticed recently that people, of course, people rate Taemin. He's Taemin. But like, I'm seeing
name.
A lot of Taemin slander on her. I'm not a fan. I don't understand. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Oh my
and
God.
Plus, I don't feel like, okay, especially Momo, yeah. I feel like Momo doesn't even get to,
she don't get to full see ability.
Yeah, like we don't get to see like the whole shebang. Like we know she can dance. We don't get to see exactly like everything that she can do.
Exactly.
I guess you can argue, if you want to see it from the flip side, we haven't really seen these people freestyle. So okay. I don't know if they're like, because it's one thing of being really good at picking up choreo and, you know, making it your own. Like that's a talent within itself. But I guess we haven't really seen like what they can naturally do. Like if, like a beat was given to them. Do you know what I mean?
So I feel as though maybe because she's had more space to share more, I feel as though Lisa's hype matches her ability. I hope that doesn't sound bad, but I guess because she's had more of an opportunity, not more of an opportunity, but just through social media and different stuff, every company works different and not all artists might want to have to put in the extra time of putting out freestyle stuff. But we've seen a lot more from her. So I guess her hype matches her ability. I would say she's a pretty good dancer. Love Momo. Please don't be rude to Momo, okay? That's rude. She's amazing. And Taemin, just because he's in pen does not mean you can put disrespect on his name. Okay?
Free Man Tae.
Free Taemin.
Do you know what's making me laugh? It was his birthday the other day, right? The hashtag was just Free Taemin. Like, he's not in jail. I don't think it's overhyped, to be honest.
Yeah, I think they're hyped.
Let's see what you got. Show us what you got. I'm joking. It's on the screen.
Oh, can we get like a K-pop step up? That would be
I produce it? Because sometimes these Korean shows, like reality shows, like what you call it? The vision, I can't even think of the word. The idea, the vision for the show. I had another word in my mind, but I don't remember what it was. But it's a good idea, right? It's a good, like, yeah. But, like, the execution.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, you've lost me. I don't want to watch it.
Hire us. I feel like that should be a thing, like, K-pop step up. I feel like we sort of got, like, glimpse. Go on.
Sorry. Why don't I have a Korean Strictly Come Dancing? It doesn't have to be just ballroom, but that would be interesting as well because we don't see them do those styles.
But you got to make sure like the pairing up is fair because if we get like Lisa with 10.
No, but remember like what would happen is it'll be someone from like the professional dance world.
Okay, like a choreographer and the artist. Okay.
Yeah.
If we see this happen, you heard it here first and we will see.
I know they had that dancing, what was that show? Remember? That dancing show they had in 10 was on it and Yu-Gi-Oh was on it and ages ago.
Yeah.
Like I like the idea of it, but I don't know, did it really catch me? Like I'll watch the performances, like because they were pretty good, but the whole premise of the show kind of
Tell you what the show's about. All I remember is like Yu-Gi-Oh's iconic performance, 10 being disgusted at that one person.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. I think that something like that would be really cool. Yeah. Okay, so we don't agree with that last one, but thank you for sharing. And then we have a dilemma for today. So
K-pop dilemma.
Yeah. do you want to read it?
Okay. Who's this from? Do you know if this person's a she, he, they?
I think it's a lady. Okay. I think she's a miss.
Okay. We'll call you Miss Thang.
Miss
okay.
Thang.
All right. I really shouldn't be writing in. All right, let's end it here then.
Right. We'll see how it is.
I really shouldn't be writing in because I might get clocked, but I really need y'all's advice. Okay, baby. All right. So I'm a trainee. Oh my God.
Okay.
Remember us when you debut. Okay. Exactly. So I'm a trainee in a really small company, and it's always been a dream of mine to be a performer. So when the opportunity came up to become a trainee, I jumped at it. I'm Southeast Asian, and I'm considerably darker than my members. It's okay, melanin be popping, it's fine.
Beautiful.
Okay, my company's trying to give us, they call it a hip vibe. Okay, so the company's trying to give you guys hip vibe and aesthetic. They even tried to make me, tried to make me wear a do-rag at one point, and I had to explain to them that doing so would be very disrespectful to the Afro and Caribbean community. They left it for a while, but they have started to, to bring it up again. I feel really uncomfortable with some of the comments and remarks that they made from time to time. One staff member even called me.
Oh, wow.
Call me Blackie. Wow. I feel like I trained for so long and worked so hard. Do you guys think that I should quit and leave?
Oh, wow. Oh,
my gosh.
Personally, by the sounds of things, I think you might have to because you don't want to say like you train really hard and you guys debut. You don't want to be catching a case, like especially if you've tried to point these things out, like you can't control everything the company does or the way they promote you. So you don't want them to put anything out that's misleading or misrepresentative of yourself and your beliefs. So I think the safest thing might be to leave because you don't want to debut after all that hard work then get cancelled for stuff that's out of your control.
They don't even respect you, like they're calling you Blackie or whatever, and I honestly believe if something is meant to be, it will be. I say, but if it, okay, this is the only thing that I'm like, oh, what if? I don't want to like scare you, but like, obviously companies talking it and you don't want to leave and then you're blacklisted from other companies, but there are small companies. I don't know how much power they have.
Yeah.
I personally would leave. I would say maybe go through the whole, you know, like SM getting idols from TikTok and stuff. Like,
try. Shout out to Shota World.
In it. Gang, gang. I'd say, like, maybe start producing your own kind of content, whether like you're a dancer or a singer, like,
but stay blog. Sorry to cut you off, stay away from a story time because if companies think you're messy, you're probably
I don't mean like that, I just mean like, for example,
keep performing online, like performing and stuff. Yeah,
like
exactly
dance covers or TikTok trends, or if you're a singer singing covers or whatever. I don't know how it works in Korea, like how strict it is, but like before you leave, can you start auditioning?
Just get a bit of insurance.
Like, have you you probably have signed paperwork, to be fair. And how would you leave? That's the thing. Would you just be like, I will say, if you don't want to like get yourself blacklisted or whatever, because like you've already expressed yourself how you feel, I guess, you know, you could say, I don't know, my mom said I can't do it, or I'm sick, I don't know.
I'm sick,
like
I can't,
just to protect yourself, innit.
I wouldn't make, like, at least the reason that you tell them be because of what they're doing,
yeah,
because you've already brought that up, so they're fairly aware for like future trainees and whatnot, but you don't want to create any issues for yourself. And I guess what might help you here is the fact that because they're a small company, you might not have like a huge trainee debt with them. So also figuring all of that out.
Trainee debt.
Yeah.
Well, she said she's been with them for a while. I mean, if I had context, and I'd be like, hey, this person, she's really good. I feel unequipped to help.
You know what came to mind? And this is probably going to be of no help if you don't really know idols yet. But I was like, reach out to Kehoe because he's a Barb. In Barbs we trust. Like, how is that going to help, Shay?
That's not going to help, Shay. Keep us updated. I just don't want you to stay in a toxic environment.
Exactly.
For your own mental. And, you know, you shouldn't have this on your head.
And if anything comes out that your company's kind of the way they are with the CA situation, you don't want your career to end before it's even had a chance of starting.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sometimes these companies be wily and they don't want to listen, even though, you know, people be knowing.
Mm.
And then the thing is, it doesn't fall on the person that made that decision. It falls on you that's wearing the do-rag.
Exactly.
I say leave.
Yeah, run.
Good luck. let us know.
Yeah, update us. Yes, but that is all of that. That was all of Say What, all of our unpopular opinions and our dilemma for today. But remember that you guys can send us any of your dilemmas, unpopular opinions or stories to halut@gmail.com, and we might be able to read them on the show, hopefully. Or just drop us a DM because we're always on socials anyway. And now it's time for On The Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know what we've been listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
So I was in central London the other day.
Okay.
Like Oxford Street, them places.
Mm-hmm.
I walked past H&M. I noticed there's like a whole Blackpink range.
I heard about this. I haven't seen anything, but I heard.
Oh, I've seen that. Like, I didn't go in H&M. I saw it in the window. There's like dresses and like just has like Blackpink on it or like the heart symbol or whatever.
Oh.
I was really intrigued. Like, it seems like it's a lot, not like the odd t-shirt. Like, I feel like there's a whole range, like hats and shirts and dresses.
Oh, wow.
So, like, any blinks that, you know, want some unofficial, official merch, like clothing, then nice. And you're, I don't know if it's like worldwide or if it's just the UK, but check out H&M.
2 seconds for like my opinion on like celebrity collabs with like clothing brands and stuff. I get it. Like having a t-shirt or whatever with your logo on it, but I really despise like print,
not or like with faces,
not so much faces, like even the name, like say if it's shorts or trousers or a dress or anything. I wish that they would maybe like obviously having the t-shirt because like that's cool, like promo for you and your brand, but if it was more taken from a creative standpoint, so like Blackpink inspired looks, so like normal clothes, if that makes sense.
So it's like accessible for everyone.
Yeah, basically. Because not everyone's gonna walk around with Blackpink.
Sometimes I don't want to be branded with
Blackpink. Exactly.
I hear you.
And it kind of sometimes can make people have like a certain perception of you, even though there shouldn't be.
I hear you. I do feel like it's how it's done though.
Exactly.
Like I don't like those shirts where it's like you could have taken it to the print shop yourself and you just pick a picture off Google and you slap it on and then you put the group's name on top.
Not you calling out an entire company, but
am I?
I
don't know. I'm just saying in general.
But that's cool for them, and I guess that makes their stuff more accessible for fans if it is an international thing.
What's on your radar, girl?
For me, the drama from last episode, so nevertheless, when I tell you, I've watched some chaotic dramas, but nothing has had me sit up, like, in the middle of the night, just shook. Like, this, the main character girl, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, so a bit of a spoiler if you haven't watched the latest episode, but she's actually crazy. So I thought that she was kind of going to be, like, this quiet, calm type character. The main guy character dude, he has like this ex-girlfriend and she was like lingering near their school, and the main girl who's kind of in an entanglement with the guy and his ex bumped into each other, and the ex tried to make it a thing that they're seeing each other again, which we don't know if it's true or not yet. And prior to like them actually talking, the main girl had walked to, like, you know those machines that, like, dispense, like, snacks and stuff?
Vending machine.
Yeah, so she had walked to one and she heard the girl, like, on the phone saying that, oh, like, should I cut my hair or should I leave it long to someone? I think it might have been the guy or whatever. So then after their whole chat and the ex-girlfriend trying to make a point saying that, like, oh, yeah, we're kind of seeing each other again. Then this girl, I thought she was going to start crying or walk away or do something else. She goes, don't cut your hair. He likes it tied up when you do it. What? Why? I started buffering. Nothing could have prepared me for that line. And that was like the last line of the episode.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Miss Girl's not shy, but good for her, I guess. Then last but not least, I know my radar's been a bit long, but last but not least, so Normani and I believe Cardi B had a song that came out recently.
Yeah, Wild Side.
It's
very nice.
I haven't like listened to the whole thing, but apparently there are some Cuckoo, Lulu, La La Loopsy Land K-pop fans that are like, wow, this. The power of K-pop. What?
I really didn't want to talk about this. It's so stupid. No, no. If you generally believe that, I really feel sorry for you.
Like, that's mega Delulu-ness.
This camera on?
Is this camera on?
You're killing me. Like, no. No. K-pop was influenced by African-American music culture. You know, K-pop was literally influenced by Michael Jackson Thriller. You want to be like...
I thought it makes people look silly. Like, stop making things worse. Like, people already have like one perception of K-pop fans. Like,
yeah, I just wish they would shut up.
Like, stop talking.
Stop being loud and wrong.
Because I hadn't actually like heard the song, or I didn't know something came out. So I was seeing these bits and bobs of people like calling out these crazy K-pop fans saying that. So I was thinking, did Normani start spitting in Korean mid?
No.
I was looking.
She's using a Aaliyah, a one in a million sample. She's dancing her butt off. Everything is shot beautifully. Everything is edited beautifully. She looks stunning. And that's it.
I was so lost. Like, I genuinely thought I missed something, but hey.
No, it's just people being stupid.
Yeah, that's my radar.
For goodness sake. I'm sick of it. Anyway, guys, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Make sure you follow us on socials at How You At You. What am I saying? I feel like I'm ending this very weirdly. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's the end. Thank you for listening.
And remember that you guys can send us all of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests to halut@gmail.com.
Yes. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter. I was about to say hopscotch. What the hell is hopscotch? Instagram, Twitter,
MySpace.
at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @thekway_100 or on TikTok at @thekway_. I think. Don't quote me. You'll find me
eventually.
I
was really getting excited that you knew your at. Obviously, you don't. Anyway, guys. We'll see. Good luck. If it's her, you'll see her face in it. But anyway, and until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye. Bye.